You know, Ms. Kirsten showed up out of nowhere, as far as I knew, and set up the Indie Beat Radio. So the indiebeat.fm is the place. And she hit the ground running because she had a tie-in with bandwagon.fm.
Welcome, Fetty friends, to episode 70 of Fireside Fetty. I'm your host, Ozone. Fireside Fetty is a show about folks within the Fediverse. If you're hearing this, you are part of the Fediverse. With me today is Limebar, a masterful musical electronic musician and co-creator of the Indie Beat TV.
Hey.
Welcome. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I couldn't help. I had to do my, it's copyrighted. So I'll have to be a min ass space instead of max headroom today.
No, I've never heard of that.
No. So these are my eight bit sunglasses. So no. So yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I had heard about you obviously. Through the Fediverse a lot. And, you know, there were multiple people that recommended they wanted me to talk to you because they like your electronic music, as well as all you kind of do for the communities. And one of those things that has been a hit with me and a lot of other people is the Indie Beat TV. But before we get to all of that, how did you get to where you're at today?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a long story. Hopefully I won't bore you too much. No. So I'm actually a software developer. I live in Indianapolis, Indiana, and it's very cold here today. It's like 0 degrees. And, you know, I started making music back in the 80s when MIDI music gear became accessible to, you know, like a kid working at a pizza place. I could afford to save my pennies and buy stuff. But but then I got a career and a family, and I kind of stopped making music for decades, literally.
Yep.
And so I guess, I mean, it was a little bit before the pandemic hit. It was end of 2019. I think the way I phrase it, most people like started making sourdough bread, and I got all of my equipment out of the closet, and put it back together, and started learning how to do it because things have changed, you know?
Yeah.
And so around, I guess I kind of came to the Fediverse a little late, like November 2020, when everybody else fled and came.
I love how you call that late. And other people call that like, oh, that's, you know, before my time. And I've been here a long time. And it's like, there's such a different understanding between folks of like, what is early?
Yeah.
Because right? I've been here since like 2018. And there were quite a few number of people here, but.
Right. I was aware of Mastodon, and I guess I didn't really understand what the Fediverse was until.
No one does.
2019, whatever.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. So I was never really on social media anyway. I mean, I had accounts here and there, but I just didn't do anything. When I came to Mastodon in 2022, not really fleeing anything because I wasn't over there anyway.
Yeah.
But I just sort of found this music community here that is just fantastic. Like, I'm just shocked, you know? It's a lot of people who are, first of all, really good, you know, really great musicians, songwriters, and artists of every form, you know.
Yeah.
But they're all very pleasant people. You know, they're accessible.
Yeah.
And they're engaged and they're engaging and they're just fun to sort of hang out with. And they talk shop a lot, right? So, like, if you're a music geek and you want to talk about gear, there are people talking about gear. If you want to talk about production, there are people talking about production, the tools of the trade, everything. And the biggest thing really is that people are super supportive. You know, when I was a kid, I made music and I didn't play it for anybody, on a dare even, but because I was afraid.
Yeah.
But you know, when I came to this, I explicitly wanted to put some music out there and try to be heard. And to my surprise, people on the Fediverse listened. Not only that, but they were nice about it. You know, they had constructive comments, but it was just a lot of fun, you know? And so that's kind of how I got here, to the Fediverse here. But then I guess shortly after that, I don't really know the exact time frame. Somewhere, I guess, probably 2024 early, I became aware of Radio Free Fedi, which was, for those who don't know, it was an internet radio station that was centered around Fediverse artists. Mm-hmm. And I was, again, floored again and just shocked at how much good material was there, you know?
Yeah.
And so I kind of changed my listening habits entirely. Like, I just started listening to indie music almost exclusively.
Yeah.
You know, because I got fed up with all the platforms. Like, early on, I you know, part of the reason I started making music was it's so easy to just distribute your music using like DistroKid or CD Baby or any of those. It's cheap and easy to get on every platform, every streamer out there. Mm-hmm. And that should have been my first clue that you know, it's not going to come to anything and that they're just robbing you blind.
Yeah.
To the point where now, yeah, they've demonetized everybody who doesn't get, like, Spotify has like 1,000 streams a month or something. So, you know, you're just throwing music out into the void and nobody's listening, or, and if they are, you're not getting paid.
And it's so kind of like those platforms are using their size and their money to their advantage to strangle out yeah. other, yeah. you know, platforms that might rise up. And now they're saying, well, now we actually have to, as Reddit put it, grow up and find ways to make mm-hmm. money on all this stuff that, yes, we built it off of your backs, but it's time for right. us to grow up and you suck it up yeah. too. Right.
Right, right, right. So, you know, the alternative here is people, you know, it's a smaller audience, I'd say, but they're more engaged and interested and interesting, I would say. So, you know, I that was a big part of wanting to get music out there. But then Radio Free Fedi hit me and I was like, oh my God. And I was discovering all of this stuff. And so around the same time, I kind of, I have, Roku devices in my house. So these are like little streaming boxes or HDMI dongles. And the main way I like to listen to music is on my like home theater kind of setup. That's mm-hmm. where my best audio is, which includes my television, which includes my Roku. And so I just reached out to Radio Free Fedi and said, hey, can I make an app for you? Very selfishly, because I just wanted to be able to listen to the music myself in my house. And they said, yeah, but you know, what we're doing here is artist promotion. So if you do an app, just make sure that you are putting the artist information on the screen.
Yeah.
You're putting the stuff. And I figured out a way to get a QR code on the screen. So if I'm like doing stuff around the house and I hear something I'm interested in, just whip out my phone and go directly to that artist's page and follow them, buy their music,
dude.
Follow them on social, whatever. And it worked out. It was great. But then, sadly, Radio Free Fedi ended. End of like 2024, I think. Mm-hmm. And so early 2025, you know, Ms. Kirsten showed up mm-hmm. out of nowhere, as far as I knew, and set up the Indie Beat Radio. So the indiebeat.fm is the place. And she hit the ground running because she had a tie-in with bandwagon.fm, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a fair music platform like all the others we got around here, like Merlot and Jam Co-op and so on and so forth.
See, I didn't know those ones. Those are new to me.
We'll get you some links because there's a lot of great stuff out there too. But Bandwagon has a feature where artists can upload their music mm-hmm. and you just literally check a box and it says distribute to the Indie Beat. and it ships it over to Kirsten, and pretty soon your music is playing on the radio, and that is effortless and awesome. So, you know, Federation for the win on that one, right?
Yeah.
So I immediately was taken by that because it was filling a void that Radio Free Fetty had left, unfortunately. And I just said, hey, do you mind if I make a Roku app? So she said, absolutely. So I did. And, you know, she hit the ground running with like six channels. I think she had electronic, jazz, rock, pop, and so on. And so I started pestering her. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm sure she was busy. So, but I felt like I was pestering her a bit. I was like, hey, you know, Radio Free Fetter used to have a spoken word channel. Could we get one of those going? And she was like, sure, if you can drum up people. And so I just went around in my old ways and said, just started talking to people on Fediverse because they talk to you. All of these spoken word artists that used to be on Radio Free Fetty and said, hey, you should submit your stuff over here. And they started to. And so there's podcasts, there's poetry, there's short fiction, all that kind of stuff. And so she created another channel. Yeah. So there's a spoken word channel out there that most people, I don't think they necessarily know about.
So I can get Fireside Fetty on.
Absolutely.
I didn't even know this.
Well, there you go. I'm value added for the day.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. We're done now. I got what I wanted. See ya. Yeah.
Gotta go. So yeah. So, and then, you know, she also, if you go to the ndb.fm and you read the about page, she has sort of a, like a code of ethics that she's working by, which I really appreciate. She's not looking to sell to venture capital. She's not looking to monetize artists and take any money from artists. That's not in the plan. She won't do it. And I believe her 100%. But one of the things she said was she was interested in having artists curate playlists. So if you think about where probably you and I came from, like mixtapes were huge, right? Like that's how you discovered music. Right?
What? No, I don't know how old you think I am. I'm only like 25. Yeah. What's a mixtape? Is that like an 8-track? No,
right.
No,
right.
I remember recording it off of the radio. Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah. So she wanted to engage with people because she knows that like a great way to find this music is somebody that you trust, you know, their taste and you like their taste and they make a myth tape and hand it to you. You're going to like 90% of what's on there. Right. So I started sticking my nose in again, and I knew that Sam, over at NAM, right. New Harmonies About Music or whatever you want to call it. It's an acronym that means whatever you want it to mean basically, but it's gotta be about music. It's nham.co.uk, by the way.
And Sam and I keep meaning to get together.
You've got to talk to him. Yeah, absolutely.
Sam has been very busy. So Sam, if you're there, this is Limebar calling you out. He's throwing down the gauntlet.
That's right. he's pulling way above his weight on all this indie music support. If you go look at nham.co.uk, there's events. Calendaring, there's news articles, there's music, there's mixtapes. So he's doing all this curated mixtape stuff. There's videos, which leads into what we'll talk about later too.
Yeah.
It's all RSS feeds, so you can consume it how you want to. It is federated, so it's all, you know, you can follow nham.co.uk on the Fediverse. It is the real deal. And so I knew he was making these mixtapes, and so I reached out and talked to Kirsten, kind of hooked them up, I think. My memory is not always what it should be.
No,
if I'm telling lies, somebody will call me out in the chat, I'm sure. But
it's not just you, though, yeah.
So I think I instigated that. And, of course, I didn't have to do anything. I just said, hey, you guys, you should talk, and then step back. Yeah. So now there's a NAM channel, and then I think I did the same thing with Zylander, who's an electronic musician on the Fediverse, and he does these mixtapes and what's Mixcloud. That's another platform, but he does audiointerface.org, which has a my dog is hiding somewhere, but yeah, he does all of these he does these excellent mixes, audiointerface.org, right?
Okay.
And so I hooked them up again and just stepped back and said, hey. And so now there's a channel with Audio Interface, which is, I think it's a lot of dark wave and down tempo, and it's great. It's all indie music as well.
Okay.
And then I may have had something to do with the Bonk Wave radio station as well. What's the question?
No. See, most people can't see this. I have to hold my hand up next to my face to get my camera to stop following me. I need to do that though. But no, it's a perfect break though, because everyone is in chat is like, wow, that reminds me of Max Headroom. It's like, yes. That was literally what Linebar was going for. Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I'll take that. So anyway, So we got all this stuff going, and then the other thing that kind of trickled in or made me take notice was she has an owncast server, live.theindiebeat.fm, which was kind of sitting idle. And when I built the Roku app, I went ahead and added that stream in there as well. So there's you can go watch the live videos, video streams, but nobody was really using it. So at some point, and I don't really know when, it kind of started in 2024, I guess. I have my own music videos that I make, and I was posting them on PeerTube. And I started looking around PeerTube, and I was finding all these great music videos like Mel Joanne, Roberta Fedora, BGM, all these people. And I'm just like, they had like 10 or 12 views or whatever. And I thought, this is just terrible. These need to be seen. So early days, I just made some playlists. I have, and they're still out there. I have some playlists that have hundreds of music videos on them on PeerTube, but nobody ever saw those playlists either. And so at one point I just went to Kirsten and said, hey, what if we made a 24/7, streaming music video channel for the Indie Beat? Would you be willing to host it? And she just immediately said, absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. And of course, at that moment, I had no idea how to do that. I just was asking questions, which I do, and then I get myself into trouble. So I was, and then I knew that I'd talked to Mel Joanne about it before too. Basically she was, Kirsten said, she didn't have arms and legs to go do it. She set up AzuraCast to set up the radio, but she didn't know how to do it either. So she said, if you want to go run it down and figure out how to do it, I'll host it. And I said, I'll do my best. So I went out and started looking at various solutions, and I tried a few things. I tried just, people other than me probably know this, but you can just point FFmpeg at a folder and say, stream this, and it will do a pretty good job. But the problem is, if you have any problems with the stream, it doesn't like reconnect. It doesn't, it's not very robust. Right? Mm-hmm. You'd have to babysit that all the time. I also talked to Phil, and I've forgotten his last name. He runs Retro Strange TV.
Oh yeah.
And so I had made a Roku app for him as well, because I wanted Retro Strange on my TV. So I talked to him about how he's running that, and he's using OBS on a mini computer.
Yeah.
But he has like really good internet connection wherever he's at in San Francisco. So he's got a really good, steady, solid connection. And so, that makes it okay. So he doesn't have to babysit it 24/7.
Sure.
I kind of knew that wasn't going to work for us certainly I wasn't going to run it here at my house because my internet is terrible. I'm surprised we haven't got disconnected yet, but here we go.
when we started, it was kind of spotty, and then
it was spotty. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe we hit the sweet spot in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we got lucky.
Yeah, we got lucky. So I looked around, and then I had remembered that several months ago, I think you talked, you may have talked with Prince Luchik.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They had suggested that I look at Liquid Soap,
yes,
which is a programming language. Yeah, it's a programming language. It's a functional programming language based on OCaml, which is sort of I guess it's not that ancient, but it is sort of a foundational functional programming language. And I looked at it and I thought, this is not for me. I don't know this stuff. So I moved on. But then when I started running all these brick walls, I thought, let me go have a look at that again. And I found I found a video which the author, Romain, and I'm not going to attempt his last name either. You can go to liquidsoap.info if you want to know more. Out there, they've got some videos which he went through and was describing sort of all the features. And it has everything you would need to run a 24/7 music or video channel.
That's right. Yes.
So it's got it's got scheduling. So you can it supports time predicates in the language. So you can say, you know, between these hours, we're going to have rock music, and between these hours, we're going to have pop music. You can set up all these playlists and do all this really cool stuff. It has like fallbacks. So if some of your videos are failing, it'll fall back to some, so you never go off the air. It can be set up to be run as a daemon so that I don't have to restart it if the server crashes or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, I didn't know how to do any of that stuff, but it seemed like the right solution. So I just downloaded it on Windows at the time and started messing around with it and learning how to do functional programming a little bit. And ultimately, it's a pretty short script to do this. It's not too bad. And decided that, you know, I wasn't finding a lot of examples of how to do this for video. Lots of examples for audio, not a whole lot of like full examples for video. So I decided I would, you know, document all of this on Codeberg so that anybody else who wanted to set up station could do that as well.
Okay.
And so at some point I got it working well enough that I decided I'm going to show it to some people privately and see what they think. So I just brazenly roped a bunch of people in. So, you know, I went out and I knew that Sam wanted to do this for Nom. And if Sam's coming along, then I knew Sknob was coming. So Sknob, S-K-N-O-B, is a musical artist who helps Sam with Nom. I knew Mel Joanne was into it. I knew that Roberta was into it. And I think I knew that Keith Marshall, who does music as Key 13, was the technical person behind the bonkwave.org site and a lot of other stuff. So I knew he had technical skills to match his music making ability. And then same with Axwax. I knew Axwax was a technical person as well and could make music. So I just grabbed all these people together and put them in a Mastodon chat. And which we quickly found out that's not a good place to be. So we moved it. Roberta moved us over to Matrix. Luckily, it's much, much easier to deal with.
Yeah.
But I just roped them in and started saying, hey, here's this can work. And then I just started taking advice from them. So obviously this wasn't going to work on Windows. I needed to, because I'm not a Linux guy. Yeah, you are. But I'm getting there. And so part of this was like, there's had to be some sysadmin stuff going on. Like I'm making accounts. I didn't know how to make accounts. I didn't know anything. I didn't know how to make a daemon, an initd daemon, but I've learned it.
There's systemd unit files, I hope.
Not because systemd wasn't working.
I when I was at Red Hat, my primary mission was systemd support.
Switching everybody.
Yeah, it was literally, I once talked to a woman that was like, it doesn't work. I'm like, because you're not doing it within the grounds of how systemd expects. When you would run the command initially, what would happen? And she'd be like, it just works. I'm like, that's not what I'm asking, ma'am. But yes, no, it's, yeah, I totally get you. Sorry. Yeah.
But, you know, I'm coming from not knowing any of this stuff, right? And so Keith was very helpful on the Linux side and was helping me figure out a bunch of stuff. And we just kind of worked out a model for how this would work. Along the way, I don't remember when, but Roberta said, hey, I'd really like to, you know, I think maybe her first love is animation, which is mind-blowing because her music is so good, right?
Yeah.
But so is her animation. So she said, I'd like to do an animation show, kind of like early MTV animation show.
Yeah.
And we're like, okay, absolutely, let's do it, because that sounds great, you know. And we didn't know if we were going to get anybody to submit any music or animations, right? We had no idea if this was going to work. But I figured if we build it, maybe they will come. And so we did.
Yeah.
And so somewhere, I think maybe October, we finally opened up a submission form. So I created a form on massive.io and okay. started promoting on NOM. And there's a discourse server where a lot of musicians hang out called the Social Music Network.
Okay.
It's a discourse, and there's a bonkwave.org has a bonk board, old time message board where people hang out. And so I just posted it across these places. And surprise, we started getting submissions and we started getting animation. And it was pretty clear pretty early on this was going to work.
And
I think we're up. Yeah.
You're still getting submissions, right? Because I was literally there earlier and I saw new stuff. And sorry, my dog wants to play. So I'm also playing with her.
No, you're fine. Don't worry. Dog takes precedence. I'm telling you. So we launched on December 28th. Okay. So that was, you know, like 3 weeks ago, roughly, maybe four.
Yeah.
I don't know what day. Yeah. Almost 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And, we had hundreds of people online, which blew my mind, because we expected maybe 20, 30.
Yeah.
We expected us and our friends. And it was crazy. And it hasn't stopped since. So I'm still getting. And so we just recently reworked our whole schedule. So what we decided to do was change the schedule, because at the time when we launched, it was during the holidays. And so we were kind of had a daytime focused schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And that was on purpose. And we launched at when we did, because we knew MTV was shutting down in Europe. And so we said, let's take advantage of this. And right in that spot between like Christmas and New Year's, when everybody gets bored hanging out at home, let's launch right in that window. I think that was Mel Joanne's idea. And so, we ended up changing our schedule, and now we've moved to like a prime time schedule. In three regions of the world, so sort of EU, the Americas, mm-hmm. and sort of Australia, New Zealand. And then we had to increase three of our shows to a full hour, because we have enough material now to do that. And we also decided to put in a fresh slot. So every day we have a half an hour fresh slot, which is showing new music videos. And then on Fridays, every Friday, we're going to try and open chat and have an hour of fresh music videos where we can all talk about what's new. And it was more than an hour's material this week. We didn't get to see everything.
No, and there's so much amazingness here that, like, you downplay this stuff, right? Because you're just like, well, I didn't know if it was going to work. And a lot of things haven't worked. This is one that so far is working, right? And this is why I love this stuff. This is innovation. We see need, we build it. It might not work in the long run, but damn it, we're having fun while we do it. And we're going to do it. And we're going to support each other. I love that. Yeah. And go ahead.
So let me tell you this story for people that don't know. So you were there on launch day. I think you were there the whole day. Did you plan to be there the whole day? I don't think you did.
Oh, no, I planned on. No, I planned on stopping, and I literally set an alarm in my calendar. I just happened to catch it, I think, right at the beginning. Like, someone messaged out, maybe it was you. And I was like, oh, let me go check it out. And I'm looking, I'm like, okay, well, you know, these blocks seem interesting to me, so I'll come back. And I was doing work and I just left it on. And I like, I just kept like jamming out to it. And I was like, oh my God, this is so good. And to be fair, there was some stuff that was really not for me, but which you're going to have, but I wasn't that one guy in chat that was like, oh, that one sucks. No, it's like, and we're like, dude,
it's always good.
I understand you don't like it. Yeah. That's fine. You don't have to censor yourself, but you don't walk into someone's house and take a dump on the floor and be like, your house is shit. Like it doesn't like, come on, man. But no, I ended up being there the whole day and I loved, and any of you that have seen the weird, insane shit from late night MTV.
Oh yeah.
Which is so weird and wonderful and was just, this is insane. I hate this music, but this is two guys, you know, jumping off of a plane naked or something. It's like, okay. And it was fine back then. Right. And that's what you get. You find stuff that you never would have dreamed was possible. And that's what the Indie Beat TV reminds me of. Like all of this stuff, the Fediverse itself reminds me of the early days of the internet. Like that. I mean, are we waxing, you know, are we?
No. There's a little nostalgia there, I guess, but it's true. I mean, there's something exciting about that stuff, right? It's new and different, and it's not something you've seen before. Oh. Like I'm seeing, and so the interesting thing was on that launch day, I think Cy was in the chat and said, hey, so this is on launch day. Like I'm in the middle of like trying not to go crazy. And he's like, hey, if you give me an access token, I will write a chat bot for you that will scrape your now playing info, which we have, and put in the now playing info and like during the launch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, let's try it. I'll trust this guy. I was asking people, I'm like, does anybody know Cy? And I didn't know them. And and so they said, okay. And within minutes,
yeah, it literally was
popping up, posting the now playing artist info with the link to the artist in the chat. That is incredible.
And that is literally on the spot innovation, right? Like we saw, we had someone there that knew how to do it, that enjoyed it, that saw a need and like, hey, let's get it done right now.
Yeah.
And that's, it's the community that brings it all together. Yeah. I can't do it myself. You can't do it yourself. You know, Gabe makes own cast. There's not enough time.
I think I've had three pull requests already. People making improvements on the Codeberg. And I don't know Git very well. And so I'm having to learn how to pull things.
I'm
reviewing stuff and making sure it's, you know, it's legit, but that's awesome. Like we're getting help from the community immediately. It's just fantastic.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I absolutely love it. It reminds me of a friendlier, nicer, you know, more fun internet.
I think one of the things that I found interesting through this, because I was not a streamer, and you had given me a link to the Owncast and PeerTube streamer group on Matrix.
Yeah,
you know, and I wasn't. I guess I'm just not very savvy with the culture, and so I didn't really understand. I guess early going in, Mel Joanne, I think for her part was trying to help me understand, but I didn't quite get it how crucial the chat is to the whole experience. So I think it's just, you know, like you said, we did have one troll dispatch that person pretty quickly, so that was not a big deal. But you know, ideally we'd have chat open 24/7. It's just really hard to do when there's bad actors out there, right? So we're trying to figure out how to have more chat time. And I think that's what the Fresh Friday hour is about. Is that's our first attempt to really say, let's schedule a time when people can show up, and especially when we're watching new videos, right? Because so much stuff is coming in. Like you would just have to sit there all day every day in order to catch all this stuff. So I think that's going to be great. Honestly, it was a lot of fun today.
And there were hiccups. Right. Like you and I literally earlier, we were troubleshooting a log, but again, that's the power of community. You don't have to do it alone. Mm-hmm. And that's, That's why I think it's amazing with it. And the chat, yes. For a live stream, it's not a live stream unless, well, I mean, some people live stream and they don't like someone to talk and stuff like that, but you build communities by, you know, making bonds in chat. There are a lot of big Twitch streamers that really don't care about their community. You know, they just let them say anything and they're big because they have a lot of followers because people don't care. And that's fine. But like, yeah, building community. I love the chat. That's why it's included here. Like, I don't get to talk, you know, catch up a lot because we're always on such things, but
And I'm talking too much to really pay attention. So sorry about that.
No, don't be sorry. I forget too. I'll watch the replay. Well, that's one of the joke with live streaming and chat. So I've been on Twitch before Twitch was Twitch. It was Justin.tv. And then I went through it when it became Twitch. And then I went through it when it became owned by Amazon. And
I didn't even know that.
Like, so I have that kind of mentality and that understanding, which is one of the reasons I want to do this live, to show that you can, not because I'm a good example, but to show that you can. And
same,
right? Hey, it's the teacher thing, right? You can't do so you teach. Like, I am showing that this is possible. I want to be here to help people set this up because I want them to succeed. And I think that's what a lot of... So I look at it in waves and stages, right? Activity Pub had to exist before any clients could be made. Then clients started being made. They iterated. A bunch of them failed. Mastodon all of a sudden gained traction. We got a bubble. Now there's us trying to figure out how can we take what that generation created, and I'm not saying age-wise, but you know what I mean? Build on that. Build community. Show other people that you can build communities because that's how this works. That's how this spreads. I am never going to get Mark Rober to come over here for no reason whatsoever. Right? But if we could talk to communities at a community level, like, hey, grow and build your community there, but you can have all your stuff here and also the naughty bits if you want to, like, whatever you and your community can't show over there, you can have over here.
Right.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Yeah.
Sam says I'm a great example. Oh, don't know.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I think, you know, that's kind of what I was doing here, too. I think I didn't understand the streamer sort of culture very well. But, you know, I kind of looked around and saw a lot of own casts that were sitting dark a lot of the time. And I thought, you know, let's document what we're doing here in case anybody else wants to try and get a 24/7 thing going. And it just showed that it's possible.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it was more than that, too. I mean, I really did want to kind of capture. So one of the best comments that we've gotten, I think, so far actually just came the other day. I don't know if I'm guessing that Gabe writes the Owncast newsletter.
No, Kit.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
They said something in that newsletter that really made me happy, which was, which was that, they mentioned that watching the stream, it's not just like, you know, a big playlist of videos. It's actually like a fully fledged station with station identifications and interstitial eye candy. And, you know, we were trying to create a space that had a personality and looked like what we wanted to see and hear. So if you pay attention, a lot of that interstitial stuff that happens, you know, we were looking around and we said, hey, we need a sound here. We need some. And so Snob went through the archives and said, here's this guitar riff. And we picked it up and used it. And it's all over the place. And it's, you know, it's kind of like, MTV had that guitar riff that everybody remembers. We needed something similar. Axe Wax pulled out his old Casio PSS and we've got Casio tone sounds. It's, you know, it's got an attitude.
It has a personality. It really, really does.
And that was, and I'm so glad that somebody picked up on that and said something. Cause I'm like, this was intentional and it felt validating to hear that. So I was very happy with that newsletter.
absolutely. And again, it's community, right? Like I am like the reason that my show's gotten any quality is because of the people in my community. I can only do one piece of it. And again, you guys had an image of, we don't want just a bunch of random music videos. We have that. That's called PeerTube, right? There's a lot of amazing stuff, but it is very random. Let's curate something. And I'm guessing, I don't know, did the idea of like the MTV come at the start, or was that later on where you're like, oh, you know what? This is kind of like MTV and we do it intentionally.
No, it was intentionally. There was an MTV, sort of early MTV, you know, what MTV used to be, because, you know, we're old, or I'm old anyway. I shouldn't speak for the others. But I remember when MTV launched, and I think at some point, especially, I was like, hey, you know, and we shared around the link of the first 3 hours of MTV on YouTube, you know, and we said, we need a launch video that looks,
and
that pays homage to this, right? And so Roberto was like, I'll do it. And if you're watching this and you haven't seen the launch video, oh my God, you're really missing out.
Where is it? Is it on the page?
It's on her PeerTube, on gravitons.org's PeerTube. I should have had that link for you available. We can maybe put it in the description, but it's so good. It's so good. And time I watch it, I see more details, and it goes on. It's like a, you know, it was like our 8 minute, 9 minute launch vehicle. And it's just awesome. And everybody had a hand in that. Like there's, you know, I handpicked the people that I did to do this because they're musicians. And so the sound of it, the look of it, everything, everybody's had a hand in this. It's just, I couldn't have asked for a better set of people to work with. It's crazy.
And everyone's so passionate.
Oh, yeah.
And it seems like no one's afraid to throw out ideas and be like, okay, well, at least for me, there have been folks that are like, hey, you should try this. It's like, that is a fair point. That's not really what I'm going for. But, you know, it evolves into something else. And that's, again, how real innovation happens. I'm trying to find it. I know that, Sam, let me do that. Not even in my chat. I just see my chat. There it is.
Oh, you found it. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah. Now, folks aren't going to be able to hear it, I don't think, which is why you should go listen to it.
Oh, yeah. It sounds great, too.
It sounds great. It's incredible. Great. For the audio listeners also, you can't see it right now, but it's like an old time. What was it, like the countdown to?
Yeah, it was the countdown to the, I think it was the Apollo launch that they used on MTV, right? And then, or was it the shuttle? I can't remember. But and it's, and then everybody remembers the classic scene where the astronaut plants the flag on the moon and it's got the MTV logo. So there's an homage there, but it's made entirely her own. Right. So it's got references throughout. Like you almost have to go frame by frame to catch everything because there's so many details to everything. You know, you name it on the Fediverse. Like there's one scene that has like all of the Fair music platforms represented as characters standing there watching the launch. You know, you've got Merlot and Jam Co-op and Amp Wall and Bandwagon all standing there cheering on the rocket as it goes up. It's so cool. It's just really cool.
I sit here and again, I'm watching it now, but I turned off the audio. And again, like that's why I have such a smile on my face is because this is like, it was a simpler time. Like this is the all, it was better yesterday. It wasn't. It was a very complicated and complex time. But like this took you out of all of that shit and basically yelled in its face. Mm-hmm. It was for you. And then they became what they became, which is why we need to rebuild it again. But
the fact that this is driven by indie music, 100% consent driven. There's no money involved anywhere in any of this. It's just amazing to me that people are participating and that it is so good.
Right.
Like it's so good.
So, but there's just all the bandwagon, Ben Payton is little guy.
Yeah.
But,
oh, yeah.
so there's no money involved, right? So what is the end goal?
I haven't thought that far ahead, honestly. To me, this is all about artist support. Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, but you need viewers to enjoy it, right? And so a lot of this is just connecting with viewers. That's another reason why the chat is so important, because I don't know too many other forums where you're going to be in a chat with the artists themselves, and you can ask them anything, right? You can ask them about the music and about how they got here, what are they making,
and not only on your channel, right? But an artist can run their own channel and be in the channel and control all of it and know what's theirs, and you can know you're talking to them, and like that is what has me so excited. And again, right now we're trying to lay the groundwork. We're trying to figure out ideas. What works? What doesn't work? It might fail. This might fail, but other people are taking this on and building off of that and saying, hey, I miss Radio Free Fetty. Oh,
yeah.
There's Indie Beat. Let me go listen to that. Now there's TV.IndieBeat right? Like it is an evolution. And things will die off and things will grow from that. And that's again why I'm so excited about this.
I think
beautiful.
You just mentioned the people doing their own cast.
Yeah.
Today alone in the new Fresh Friday chat, I learned about two artists who are doing their a live launch of their music next week, right? So K13 and NPC are both. And so, you know, I may not have seen that, but for the chat today. And so that's exciting to me, right? And then the other things that we're doing on the channel is we're doing like indie promotional videos. So, you know, they're kind of like ads.
Yeah.
I'll not lie. And, you know, we have no ads, but no, it's indie promotion is what it is, right? Yeah. So we have, you know, like-minded indie projects around the Fediverse, like Fireside Fetty, like Lorenzo's Music
podcast. Yes, that is the good one. Yeah,
like Labor, Love of Brother Radio.
Yep.
Like Retro Strange. Mm-hmm. And so we have some promos in there that let people know that these things exist. And again, you've got that QR code on the screen where you can just go and get right over to their site right away. Or, you know, you can click the link if you're watching on the web browser and go straight to their site and see what they're about. So, you know, that kind of promotional stuff is exciting to me because, again, we're kind of like a little flotilla of indie projects that are kind of supporting each other.
Yeah.
So,
and this is the only way we're going to find each other.
Yeah.
With all the search engines in the world, with all the AIs, the way that we have all gotten to this point, that we have all found each other, is organically.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I think this is too beautiful, this kind of stuff. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, thanks. I'm happy it's
this
it's
is amazing.
Not as well as it has.
Oh, no. You guys are incredible. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you've seen the show, but now for the real reason, I asked Linebar here is to give him an opportunity to win a prize of a lifetime. Our prize today, and this is huge, is a chance to appear on MTV.
Yeah.
Did they shut down yet? I don't know.
I think so, yes.
They're fully shut down too. Well, we're going to open it back up to give you a chance to be on MTV.
Here's your thumbnail.
Sorry.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, I will use that thumbnail.
Oh no, what have I done?
All right. You ready for the quiz?
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Favorite movie and why is it Spaceballs?
It's because of that scene where she says, "They shot my hair."
Oh, that's a good one. That's a very underplayed one, but that's another one you watch it closely. Like, yeah, I did the hell out of that.
Yeah. So that's I do love Spaceballs. I have to admit. I'll just leave it there. I'm not even gonna give you another.
No, it's perfect.
That's it.
Yeah.
No, I know. Actually, I take that back, because I know you like to hear about movies, and so my only thing I'll say is, are you into the movies of Wim Wenders?
I don't even know who that is.
Wim Wenders. Wim Wenders. Go watch everything he's ever made. So my favorite movie, I guess, is probably Wings of Desire, but very much he made a movie recently that I cannot remember the name of, but it's all about a guy who cleans toilets in Tokyo, and it is an absolute masterpiece. And I can't believe I'm blanking on the name because I'm on the spot. But it is like it's an ode to analog technology.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It's all about, you know, this guy listens to his cassette tapes. He takes film photography.
Yeah.
And he cleans toilets, and it's fantastic. And I'm talking about like a fancy Tokyo toilet.
I have to say though, especially someone that is emulating like the 1980s kind of like television coming out. Was it? Wings of Desire kind of sounds like a Skinamax title. Like absolutely. You said that. That's where my brain went. So
No. It's a masterpiece as well. But this new movie. Hopefully somebody will put it in the chat. Perfect Days. Somebody put it there.
Perfect Days. Okay.
Perfect Days. It is so fantastic. And by the way, it's shot in 4:3. So do not adjust your set. That's intentional.
Okay. I remember those days. Yeah. Oh my God. That just made me feel so old. Oh.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God.
So you have to watch that one. If you pick one, just pick Perfect Days, because that's up to date and you'll enjoy it. I promise.
All right. I'll check that out. Next question is limes or bars?
Oh, it's gotta be bars, candy bars.
Oh yeah. No, that's fair. Yeah. No,
but, lime. But also lime bars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is sloths.
Oh.
Oxalotls. Or narwhals?
Oh, that is a great question. I'm going with axolotls.
Oh, my son would love you. Yeah.
They're too cute.
They're adorable.
They beat a sloth any day.
Yeah. They always look like they're smiling, too.
Yeah. Well, and they're kind of surprised they've got that thing going on. They're like,
are you a god? Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Always say yes.
Always. All right. Next question is, what does an alternate universe lime bar do?
Oh, this is easy. I already did that. I already lived that life.
Yeah.
So an alternate universe lime bar is a software engineer who does low-level protocol implementation for heavy-duty trucking industry, and he's not very happy, sadly. So let's not talk about that anymore.
All right. We can be done. I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Next question is red, green, or blue?
Green for sure.
Why green?
For sure. Life.
Yeah. Nature, yeah.
Trees, grass, all of it.
Yep.
Absolutely.
That's what I go with too. All right. Yeah. And then as usual, the last question will be sent to LimeBar telepathically. I'll give it to you. Take your time. Let me know when you got an answer. You ready?
Okay.
All right. Here it comes. There's your question. Take your time.
How dare you?
Oh,
how dare you?
Okay. That's what I thought it would be. Very good.
When do I get my prize? Well, I want to be on MTV. I want my MTV.
Congratulations. You got every answer, either correct or incorrect. Good job. Unfortunately, we started MTV back up again, and we found out they were only just making the next episode of 16 and Pregnant. And I don't know if you're going to fit the role, Limebar. So I apologize. We had to close it back down. Yep.
Yeah. I've aged out. No.
Thank you so much for joining me. This has been amazing. It's been incredible to hear again, and absolutely beautiful and moving as to how everyone in the community is doing little bits that they can. And thank you guys. You are a crowning achievement of what can be possible. And this is
thank you.
Amazing.
Yeah. I really did catch some feelings today in the live stream because I was just like, this is so good.
Yes.
You know, there was some music playing and people were talking. Oh, it was great. I loved it.
Yeah.
So yeah, looking forward to that next Friday. So every Friday at 1800 UTC, we're going to open up chat for an hour to watch new music videos. So join us.
Excellent. Please do. And we will, yeah, everyone go and go. What day was it actually? January 30th. Did you say January 30th?
What is next Friday would be the 30th. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Just wanted to make sure because in case anyone reads.
Yeah, we'll put calendar entries out there. Yeah.
Yes. And I'll have links to all the stuff. So go click the link if you or else. That's it. That's all we got for today. Thank you all so much. Everyone take care and we'll catch you next time. Have a good one.
Bye. Bye-bye.